exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Here is the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Dr. Michael Kaufman, and we're going to be talking about global warming. Now, of course, every literate person knows that the ice caps are melting, that the sea levels are rising, that the air is polluted, that the polar bears are being destroyed. Everybody knows that the snows of Kilimanjaro are receding, that the glaciers are receding, that, of course, even the Greenland ice cap is melting, and soon, of course, we'll begin to see our shoreline cities underwater. It's a terrible catastrophe we face, and if we don't do something today, future generations will ask, why weren't you concerned? Why did you let them destroy the planet? Well, of course, this is the scenario that is being painted for us by the people who control the mass media. No better example of mind control in America than the myth of global warming, the scare tactics, the fear tactics of global warming. And the people who control the media and the environmental movement and the great tax-exempt foundations and much of the wealth of the world and the Al Gores of the world and the Prince Charleses of the world and many of the people of great wealth, and yes, now even one of our great oil companies embracing these concepts, we've got to do something. The Kyoto Protocol offers the only hope. There's got to be a wretching transformation of society. And as Dr. Goebbels had said in Hitler's Germany, it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. Why, of course, if you say it often enough and convincingly enough, people will believe. However, fortunately, we do have the science, and we have scientists like Dr. Michael Kaufman who are working to actually get the truth out, and Michael's working on a wonderful DVD, which I can hardly wait to see, putting together the information that you are going to need to be able to bring out the truth and help us convince the American people not only that global warming is a scam, that, yes, well, the world is warming, but it's been warming since 1600 as part of another one of the cycles that has existed down through the millennia. And at one time, Greenland was green, and then the ice age came and it got white. And today it is warming once again as it did 1,000 years ago when it was named as Greenland. Why? Because Greenland was a green land 1,000 years ago, and certainly it was not because there was too much car driving at the time that Greenland was green 1,000 years ago. Dr. Kaufman, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Stan. Glad to be back with you.
You pick up the story, and I'll be quiet.
It's one of those issues that we have been discussing in your program and others for, 15 years now?
Yeah, probably about that.
It's come and gone. It's waned, waxed and waned. Right now, I see a major, major push on the part of the globalists to make global warming the centerpiece of their drive towards creating global governance. And that's one of the reasons I'm having to do this DVD, is to help in a professional way, help to expose the fraud that's behind global warming, or at least man-caused global warming. And it's a horrifying thing to see that this Al Gore's video being shown in our schools and so forth, and not only once, but dozens of times, to brainwash these kids that we are having man-caused global warming. And folks, to start off, we're not having man-caused global warming.
Well, we are having global warming, aren't we? But just not man-caused global warming.
That's exactly right. And we need to be very cognizant of that. And that's one of the reasons they can be so successful, is because we are having global warming. But the overwhelming evidence, scientific evidence, suggests that it is part of a natural cycle that's been going on for thousands of years, hundreds of thousands of years, if you believe in a world that's that old. But the key here is the fact it is part of a natural cycle. We are no warmer than we were in, the say, 1300 A.D. In fact, in 1200 A.D., we were a degree and a half warmer than we are right now. And what's happening is that we had a little ice age, what they call the little ice age, back in around the 1700s, 1800s, that we're recovering from. The temperature has been going up now for 300 years or 200 years. And if you look back over the last, oh, say 11,000 years, you will see these kinds of temperature variations on about an average of a 600-year cycle. It goes up for a while, and it goes down for a while. It varies by about 3 or 4 degrees up and down. And we're not at the peak of this quite yet, although some scientists are beginning to believe that we may be on very close to the downward cycle again.
I'll tell you what, it's been so cold this winter, why you sort of wonder if we're not getting ready for some global cooling again or another ice age. But I'm sure that this will probably flatten out, and maybe we will get a little warmer as time goes by. So how do we convince the people, the public, that it just isn't true? After all, they tell us there is now a scientific consensus that there's global warming, and it is probably, they always put that probably in, created by man's activities.
So that's a very interesting point, because that is a total and absolute myth. The more I dig into this, 2,500 scientists are in total consensus, the more I realize, and I've always realized it was a myth, but it is really a bogus myth, one that's made out of whole cloth. In fact, if you were to go to my website, discerningtoday.org, right now I have a link to a trailer that I'm doing for this video. It's about a 5-minute-long trailer, and in that you will see some very key scientists in the world right now that are disclaiming this and basically saying that the IPCC, the International Panel for Climate Change of the United Nations, is making these kinds of statements whole cloth. They're just bold. They're political statements without really any substance behind them at all. And the understanding that we must gain as far as the American people or the people of the world is concerned, yes, we are having global warming. The vast majority of scientists question whether man is at the heart of it. And I'm talking about well over 50% of the scientific community that has an education in the hard sciences, that has the technical ability to understand the issues.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Michael Kaufman as we analyze global warming. Is it real? And I think we'll realize this is one of the greatest scams in the world.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman. Michael, would you give out your webpage one more time?
The webpage is discerningtoday.org. That's discerningtoday, all one word, .org.
Okay.
Discerningtoday.org.
And there's a lot of great information there. So how are we going to counter this? Certainly isn't the level of CO2 in the atmosphere increasing, and isn't that related to man's activity?
The CO2 levels in the atmosphere are definitely increasing. That's why it's impossible for any scientist to say that the man is not having any effect on global warming, because there may be a minor effect. But if you go back in their recorded history by using ice core analysis and so forth, what they believe to be up to 600,000 years old, you will find that CO2 levels follow or trail the warming of the Earth, or the cooling, as the case might be, and by as much as 800 years, which makes a lot of sense. If we understand the ocean currents and so forth, there's anywhere from a 400 to 1,000-year lag between what happens on the surface of the Earth and how the climate then reacts to the ocean currents, because these currents are long and they're slow, and they do occur, but they take a long time to actually happen. Now, if you understand that there's two major sources of warming and cooling in the scientific literature right now, well, three, actually. One is CO2, and that's the one that they're using basically to say that we're having man-caused global warming, because the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is dramatically increasing.
Well, when you say dramatically increasing, I mean, what are you really talking about? How much carbon dioxide is there actually in the atmosphere?
It's gone from about 270 parts per million to about 340 parts per million, and probably will go up to close to 400 before it starts to stabilize.
Now, we're talking about parts per million. That is 0.034 percent, 0.034 percent of the atmosphere. That's all we're talking.
Yeah, it's a very, very tiny amount.
I mean,
carbon dioxide is a good greenhouse gas. In other words, if you understand greenhouse gases, solar radiation, which is what they call short wavelength, is very intense, it's very short, and it comes in, it goes right through the carbon dioxide and so forth, strikes the Earth, and then the Earth absorbs that energy and then re-radiates it in the form of long-wave radiation. And that long-wave radiation is captured by carbon dioxide. But there's other gases, too, like methane and, nitrous oxide and so forth.
Well, what is the major greenhouse gas?
The major one, and this is the tripper, the major one is, guess what, water vapor.
And
it overwhelms anything else.
And
it accounts for at least 90-some-odd percent of the greenhouse gases in the atmosphere is water vapor.
And about 95%. But the thing is that the greenhouse gases only make up 1% of the atmosphere. And of that 1%, why, the carbon dioxide is a little over 3% of the 1%. So
right.
You can see it's an infinitesimal amount, but they never tell you that.
No, they never tell you that. In fact, that's almost, it's mind-boggling how much that's left out of the literature. It's just totally ignored in the process. In fact, it wasn't even a component in their greenhouse gas models until about 10 years ago when they were forced to put it in, and even then it plays a minor role in the overall global warming model or the climate change modeling model. There's about six of them, models that they have constructed that run on supercomputers. And yet it accounts for 95% of the greenhouse gases. Now, it's not as powerful as methane or carbon dioxide in its effects. However, even if you dilute it from that standpoint, water vapor has a minimum, absolute minimum, of 35% of all the greenhouse gases compared to about 6% for carbon dioxide. And if you throw in the variability, because it is highly variable depending on the climate, the weather in your area at any one time, it jumps up to 66%. And then if you include clouds, and you have to, because on the overall global scale, on looking at the balance on the global scale, it jumps up again to almost 80%. So you're looking at a process by which water vapor and clouds account for 80% of all the greenhouse gases. And as you just said, you're looking at 1% of carbon dioxide, and then of that, only 3% of that. So you're down into the small decimals as far as man's impact is concerned. It just is not happening.
So certainly the carbon dioxide has risen, but you're talking about parts per million, probably somewhere 50, 70,
yes,
people even say 100 parts per million increase. But after all, the carbon dioxide is not all up at the greenhouse level where, you know, it because the carbon dioxide has to be, you know, in every forest. It has to be close to the ground. It is the nutrition that allows plants to grow. This is, if it weren't for carbon dioxide, trees wouldn't grow. I mean, where do you think they get the carbon for the trees? It doesn't come out of the ground. It comes out of the air and photosynthesis. This is what makes the trees grow, and they grow ever so much more readily when there's high levels of carbon dioxide.
Absolutely, and it's very interesting, Stan, that we can increase, in fact, it's already happening. They have measured this effect already. We can increase our food production by as much as 25 to 50% by a doubling of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere, because carbon dioxide is a limiting factor when it comes to plants concerned. And every plant, or every crop that they have tested on increases productivity by as much as anywhere from, I'm really lowballing this now. I have not seen anything this low, but I'm just saying that it could be as this low. At least 10% increase, up to 70% increase, depending upon the crop. And some of our major crops, like wheat and corn and so forth, are in the 30 to 50% range. So you're talking about a major increase in crop production that is free. No fertilizers, unless you want to call carbon dioxide a fertilizer, but at least it's free. It's free to the third world nations. It's free to anyone that wants to go out there and grow a crop of whatever, even if it's a garden. It will actually increase your productivity by as much as 30 to 50%. Well, now, if this is the case, and we are facing so-called overpopulation like we've been hearing for 30, 40 years now, what a boon then to be able to produce that much more food to feed people to prevent starvation. But this is not what they're interested in. They do not want to increase food production. They would just as soon decrease food production and cause people to starve to death. That's the evil nature of this global government that is being created right now as we speak. And global warming, I am afraid, is the issue, the sledgehammer that they're using to actually hammer us into submission and into acceptance of this global governance that we've been hearing now for the last 50 or 20 years.
And, of course, the thing about the Kyoto Protocol that people do not understand is, number one, it will not affect China or India, and by next year, China will be the largest polluter in the world. So if they're really concerned about, you know, a pollution, then why doesn't it include China?
And very good question.
But the major point is that this is really aimed at America, and initially we would have to cut our energy uses back, our carbon use back, or gasoline, oil, things of that sort. to what we were in 1990, I think, what, 10, 20% below that, about by the year 2050, we would have to cut back 80%. What you're talking about is the deindustrialization of America. This is an attack on our society, and to planned, organized plan to lower our living standards to that of the Eastern European peasant. Understand, this means we would have to deindustrialize America. People have no idea that there's an agenda behind this. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Huge, huge agenda. And that's why I'm calling this new video coming out, Global Warming or Global Governance? Question mark. It's really about creating the need for global governance more than it is about solving any global warming. We are having global warming, but we're going to have to adapt that, and it's very easy. You can adapt global warming for micro pennies on the dollar compared to what it is to try to control carbon dioxide emissions. And we're becoming more and more aware that carbon dioxide either plays no role or only a small role in the actual warming that we're seeing. And ironically, even that, the increase in carbon dioxide could turn out to be a major boon to mankind and to the world, to ecosystems and so forth. The interesting thing, Stan, about carbon dioxide, they're finding that is relatively amazing, is that with more carbon dioxide, these plants, I don't care if they're crops or all kinds of plants, are more resistant to disease, to drought, to chemicals, and to other things. So what you're seeing here is more robust, more healthy plants because you have increased carbon dioxide. So if you have a drought, you're still going to get more crop production than you would if you didn't have that carbon dioxide.
I wonder why Al Gore never tells us that. So, but I think what people really have to understand, you know, is that this whole concept is designed to destroy Western civilization, because there really are people who want to destroy Western civilization. People do not understand. They want to force us out of our cars. They want to have us forces to give up electricity. They've blocked effectively development of nuclear power for no reason at all. I mean, there's no problem dealing with the spent nuclear fuel. You simply reprocess it, and they never tell you that. Oh, no, they tell us, we can't put that spent nuclear fuel in Yucca Mountain. We spent several billion dollars to build Yucca Mountain, but we can't use it because we don't know what's going to happen 25,000 or maybe 25 million years from now. Oh, no, we don't know what to do with that nuclear fuel. And so we have this big hole in the mountain there, and the courts are saying, why, you've only calculated where you're going to be in 10,000 or 10 million years. We want to know where you're going to be in 25,000 or 25 million years. Ladies and gentlemen, stop and think about it. Is that logical when all you have to do is reprocess the nuclear fuel? They're playing games with our minds. Once you understand that, once you understand America is under attack, not from Osama bin Laden, our boys have gone overseas to fight as a great distraction. And as our boys fight and bleed and suffer and die, there in the sands of Iraq and the poppy fields of Afghanistan, we are losing our freedom here at home. That's what it's really about. And Al Gore ain't going to tell you that.
No, he's not. And there is so much distortion in his movie or his video, not Earth in the Balance, that's his book, Inconvenient Truth. If you, and in fact I'm doing this on my video, take what he presents as the carbon temperature ratios over the last 50,000 years, and then merge them, you'll notice that both the IPCC, the United Nations IPCC, and Al Gore, those two graphs separate. In other words, one, the top one is the carbon dioxide graph, and the lower one is the temperature, Earth's temperature graph. And if you look at it, there seems to be a high degree of correlation as they go across this 650,000 years. But if you actually superimpose them, what you find all of a sudden is that carbon dioxide almost always precedes, temperature, the Earth's temperature almost always precedes carbon dioxide changes by as much as 800 years. And as a consequence of that, carbon dioxide is a result of carbon of temperature, not the cause of changing temperature. So what we're seeing here is an exact reversal of what was what Al Gore claims in that graph. An exact reversal. The temperature seems to be driving the carbon dioxide concentrations. Now, if you understand...
We're going to go to a break. Michael, would you mind hanging up and calling back in again? You have a little...
Okay.
And we'll be right back. I stop it here.
Renting and start owning. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Take advantage of today's buyer's market and buy a home with a low-interest VA-backed mortgage. It's a benefit you earned. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans utilize their VA benefit. Call 970-214-1374 and get more information on your VA loan and start looking for a home of your own. 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wides, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Here, of course, everybody now has heard about Al Gore's house, his 10,000 square foot house that uses more power in 1 month than most family was used in a couple of years. But don't you worry, Al Gore has bought a carbon credit. You do that, you know, so that you can decrease your carbon footprint, and you do that, you get somebody to plant trees. And they will absorb the carbon dioxide. Therefore, Al Gore is not guilty of overusing power. Now, if Al Gore was really concerned about electricity, you'd think he'd move into a little condominium someplace. But of course, they have their SUVs and their private jets. And, you know, these people give hypocrisy a bad name. Certainly, Prince Charles is one of the major leaders of this whole movement, and he's riding his bicycle now, you know, around Windsor Castle and elsewhere. When he has to run errands, he rides his bicycle to show that we've all got to make sacrifices you know, because of the threat of global warming. Of course, his entourage and his you know, his bodyguards and his chauffeur drive in a series of cars behind him. But we want you to know, and you'll feel much better to know, that Prince Charles is riding his bicycle now. Remember, Prince Charles is one of the major coordinators for all of this. Al Gore is simply doing the bidding of the black nobility of Europe, who are coordinating so much of what's really going on behind the scenes. But you common folks aren't supposed to know that. You're supposed to believe that they're all making sacrifices to prevent, of course, the extinction of the polar bears, and with the hope, the vain hope, that one day the snows of Kilimanjaro may return. So you pick up the story there.
Well, speaking of Kilimanjaro, the overwhelming belief by the scientists that have studied this issue says it has nothing to do with global warming and everything to do with the fact that the slopes of Kilimanjaro have been stripped clear of timber and trees and so forth, which have changed the microclimate around Kilimanjaro tremendously, and now you have dry air rather than humid air going up to the upper atmospheres where it's cold, and you no longer have the clouds and so forth that cause the ice to remain, to precipitate and to remain on the top of Kilimanjaro. It has nothing to do with global warming, absolutely nothing. The same thing with hurricanes. We get in Al Gore's video, and I'll challenge this in mind when I come to, is that he says that we're having more hurricanes and bad weather because of global warming. Well, let me tell you, folks, as a climatologist, I'm not a climatologist, but I am a meteorologist. I have training in this background. As a meteorologist, global warming will reduce the amount of severe storms and hurricanes, not increase them. And why? Because we have something in the climate called adiabatic rates. That is the amount, the rapidity of change of temperature for, as you go from the surface to the upper atmospheres and from where you are, north or south. And the lower the adiabatic rate, the less you're likely to have cloud formation and bad severe storms. And with global warming, the major warming should be in the mid-levels of the atmosphere where all of our storm clouds form and so forth. That should be warming much faster than the Earth's surface because that's where the carbon dioxide is. That's where it's being trapped and so forth. It'll eventually get back to the Earth, but initially the warming should occur at the upper tropospheric levels. And it's not. It's not. It's not behaving as you would expect for global warming, man-caused global warming, at all. In fact, the troposphere is getting colder. And as a consequence of that, the very model that they use to create global warming by CO2 is invalid. It cannot work the way they're describing it. It just cannot work. It's scientifically impossible. And you would have less hurricanes, less severe weather if we had global warming according to carbon dioxide. Now, if we're having global warming according to a natural cycle, that's totally different. The upper troposphere and so forth would start getting colder, and you would start seeing more hurricanes, and you would start seeing more severe weather. Just
but are
exactly
we really
the
seeing
opposite.
That? I mean, if you really go back, you know, 50 years, are we having a lot more hurricanes or tornadoes now than we did 50 years ago? Or
no.
Are they simply making a big issue out of this, playing games with our mind, controlling
playing
our
games.
Reality?
If you look at the actual number of hurricanes that go back to the early part of the 20th century and even beyond, what you will find is that there was a peak of number of hurricanes in the 1930s and 40s and very early 50s. We had far more hurricanes then than we have had since that time. Now, 2005, we started to get back up to where we were 50 years ago. And, surprise, surprise, it's part of a natural cycle. We are entering a period where we're going to see more of these severe storms, more of the hurricanes and so forth, but it's part of a natural cycle. We're no worse off now than we were 50 years ago. It's just we've gone through a very quiet period from the late 1950s to the early 1990s, and now we're cycling back up again. Ironically, just exactly the opposite of what you would expect with global warming, because that's when we had the most severe increase in carbon dioxide levels, was during that very same period when we saw a decrease in the amount of hurricane activity and so forth.
Well, you know, I would love to point out the fact that the ice caps are melting on Mars.
Mars, and it's getting cold, warmer in Jupiter, and all the planets are showing evidence of warming. That brings up probably the main reason why we're having global warming, and we have these cycles. There, about 100 years ago, they discovered that the cosmic radiation that's coming in from outer space has a tendency to form hygroscopic nuclei for water droplets, and you will generally have more clouds and so forth, and colder, because you have clouds, colder temperatures during a period of time when you have more of this cosmic radiation occurring or reaching the Earth or the solar system. However, when the sun is more active, as it has been here recently, when the sun begins to put out a little bit more energy, not enough energy in itself to cause warming, this is one of the things that just befuddled for a long time scientists, is that the actual increase in energy output from the sun would not have increased and caused the increase in temperatures that we've since seen. However, the amount of number of solar storms, that's where you see these eruptions and so forth on the sun, that cause solar flares and so forth. When that happens, that energy, that solar radiation, pushes those cosmic rays back out of the solar system. And when it pushes those cosmic rays back out of the solar system, less clouds form, more solar energy gets to the ground where it actually causes warming, and you have Earth's warming. And ironically, if you look at the number of sunspots, they've been able to measure that since the days of Galileo, they've seen a striking increase in the number of sunspots since the 1700s. You remember we had the little ice age back in the 1700s. That was, the ice age was so cold that the Thames River in England froze every year. And they used to have ice parties on the Thames River. You don't see that anymore. And you haven't for quite a while. But at that time, it was extremely cold. Europe suffered crop failure after crop failure after crop failure. A famine was not uncommon in those days, and so forth, because of the fact that it was much colder than it is right now, a degree and a half colder on the average. And when that began to warm up, and we had more solar activity, the number of sunspots increased, and guess what? We now have warming.
We'll be back here in just a moment with Dr. Michael Kaufman on the last segment of our program.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Thank you.
Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman. His website, discerningtoday.org. Discerningtoday.org. Dr. Kaufman's material is excellent. We recommend it to you and hope, of course, that you'll get it and help us get the truth out across America. That's discerningtoday.org. So you go right ahead, Michael. Certainly, this is a scam.
It is a scam of unbelievable proportions. I never thought I'd ever live to see something of this magnitude that we're seeing right now with this kind of deception. We've heard about global warming since the early 1990s, late 1980s. I actually conducted a multi-million-dollar research effort on the effects of global warming on our nation's ecosystems at that time for a period of years when I began to realize that this was just an outright fraud. And realized I was working with scientists and the EPA and others, and it was very obvious to me that many of these people had no interest in finding any solutions. They just wanted to prove global warming. And this is the thing that really bothers me as a scientist. I'm a scientist, but I can't really consider that anymore because I have become very politicized, just trying to stop this and expose what's going on. However, most of these scientists that are proclaiming that man is causing global warming are politicizing the issue because the only way that they and their families can survive is to get another government grant, and the only way that they can get another government grant is to show that somehow we are having man-caused global warming. Now, a lot of them don't realize, and they're not being intellectually honest with themselves, but almost in every case, if you look at their very same data, you will find that they're skewing it to the fact that man must be the responsible for the whatever research project that they're working on. And it's horrifying to realize how perverted science is becoming on this one issue. We're spending, as a nation, $4 billion a year on global warming research and other activities. That's a huge... We're literally buying off the scientific community to prove, to show the American people that we're doing this. And, of course, it's nothing but being used as propaganda to convince the average American. And something like almost 70% of most Americans believe now that we are having man-caused global warming because that's all they ever hear. That and the fact that the media just picks up any little tidbit of information that shows that we're having global warming and makes it front-page news. Last December and early January, we had much above temperature, normal temperatures, way above normal temperatures, and it was plastered all over every headline and on the evening news and so forth of how warm it's been. It's because it's being caused by man-caused global warming. They won't usually say man-caused. They'll just usually say global warming. But the inference, of course, is that it's man-caused. And then they go on, in latter part of January, February, some of the coldest weeks in recorded history. Not a word. Nothing said. In fact, when Al Gore was giving his testimony to the U.S. Senate and the U.S. Congress back on March 21st, he basically said that this is 2006 and the beginning of 2007 were the warmest in recorded history, and he was probably right. Except that the moment that he was saying that, we'd already gone through 6 weeks of incredibly, incredibly cold weather. He totally ignored that. Fortunately, Senator Inhofe nailed him on that and nailed him hard when he said that we've had some of the most record-setting cold temperatures we've ever had in the United States during those 2 months. Of course, Al Gore didn't say anything. We just went on to something else. But the fact is that all you hear is this constant drumbeat that man is causing global warming and is going to destroy the Earth. But let me assure you, 6,000 years ago, the Earth was 6 degrees warmer than it is right now. As much as 6 degrees.
Tragedy is that people do not understand that there are people like Al Gore who want to destroy Western civilization. This is an attack on Western civilization. You say, why? Why would they want to do that? Well, because there are people who have a different world agenda, who have a different world view, who think there are too many people on the Earth, who do not want us common people around because we're using up their resources. Al Gore is an elitist, and the elite, of course, go along with the population control agenda. Al Gore doesn't think you ought to be having children. He has three or four of his own, but he doesn't think anybody ought to have more than one or two. So
yes,
why doesn't he kill off a couple of his own? Well, because he's part of the elite. When people understand these people have a different worldview, and they look upon us as expendable, and we're using their natural resources, then you can begin to understand the mentality that says we've got to massively reduce the world population, we've got to lower living standards, we've got to get the people out of their cars, we've got to get them, you know, to stop using electricity. That's why they're raising the price of gasoline, done intentionally and purposely. That is why they are raising the price of electricity, so that you will ration its use. After all, everybody knows we're running out of electricity, we're running out of air, we're running out of water, we're running out of natural resources. We're going to have to do something to save the planet.
That is so true, Stan, and he is a constant drumbeat, and this Fox News, as far as the mainstream media, is the only one that has done any type of counterbalancing on this at all, and it's minimal. It is really minimal that they have said very little. CNN and all the other stations have not provided any evidence that there's any counter-argument to this, and the arguments are huge. As I said before, one of the breaks, over 50% of all scientists that have the scientific background to look into this, that have actually looked into it, over 50% of them have said that man is probably not causing global warming. And we certainly shouldn't be forming global or national policy to correct an issue that they don't even know is happening yet.
Well, I'm sure you're well acquainted with Dr. Arthur Robinson, his
yes,
petition that went to, and 17,000 scientists wrote back and said, there is no evidence that mankind is responsible for the rising temperatures. And when 17,000 scientists say that, and they've only got 2,500 on the other side, and most of them work for the government, and most of them aren't really scientists, why, you realize how skewed this whole thing is. They're simply lying. Dr. Kaufman, thank you so much for being with us once again.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I'm just back here at the American Freedom Network. Our I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Dr. Michael Kaufman. We do have a 4-tape set on global warming. But global warming and the scam is simply part of an overall program called Sustainable Development, or Agenda 21. Now, Agenda 21 is the agenda for the 21st century, this agenda which will destroy Western civilization. People say, who would want to destroy Western civilization? People who have a different worldview, because they worship a different god. Well, if you have not heard our talk on sustainable development, it goes along with the syllabus we have, and the syllabus is really rather unique. It contains some writings from Dr. Kaufman and myself, and basically it gives you the Earth Charter. It gives you the summary. It's about a 40-page summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment. Certainly one of the most incredible things you'll ever read, as they talk about the necessity of lowering the living standards of the people. Why do they want to do that? Why? Because we need to be returned to the peasant status. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. The original Global Biodiversity Assessment is 1,142 pages, published by Cambridge University. We have copies of that, but who's going to read it? It's small print, big pages, but my friend Jeannie Solomon did a great job of summarizing it. You need to read it. You need to reread it. You need to understand. Now, we also have the Agenda 21 program laid out for the community where I live. This was actually written up, and they will tell you we're going to get people out of their cars. We're going to do away with many of the major highways and grind up the pavement. And we're going to stop people from using water because we've got to keep people from raising cattle and things like that. And you say, these people are crazy. Well, you and I may think they're crazy. The thing is, they just have a different worldview. So, number one, you can get the Agenda 21 from Radio Liberty. You can get the Sustainable Development Syllabus, the Sustainable Development Video. You can get the Sustainable Development 4-tape set. Unique items available from Radio Liberty. We do have a book, Unstoppable Global Warming, available. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We have another video. It's put out by our good friend Michael Shaw, a talk on his analysis of sustainable development. It's specifically on sustainable development. Does a great job, and we certainly support his ministry. In fact, Michael will be a regular guest on my program. I'm trying to get him on all of our programs because I want you to hear his information. So, again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then we hope you'll go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Remember, you can listen to our programs on the Internet there 3 hours a day. And of course, you can listen on the Internet programs here at the American Freedom Network. And then we do a program on Genesis. Those programs will be archived on our website at RadioLiberty.com. So please go there, look at the material we have. Understand, America is under attack today, not from Osama bin Laden. And we're not worried about Osama bin Laden. We never tried to catch him. But no person were under attack from the people of America, which is for our nation. Until tomorrow.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting...